Everybody go home. Everybody go home.
Oh, that is not a good way for me to start this show. I've just been accused of sounding accusatory, and that... Wow, that hurts. Welcome back to the show.
Hop on the sloppy jar assembly lane.
It's everybody's...
Say that again. No, say that again.
No, I don't want to do this every episode. We're fucking fighting about the...
Because this is the thing. Max has been so adamant about, say my catchphrase. You're ignoring my catchphrase. And then we...
It's our...
Do it,
I don't,
and then
I just,
gets it wrong.
Can I just draw attention to this for a second? James is saying it's my catchphrase. I thought it was our catchphrase.
Well, but you're the one who's so... You love it so much.
No, 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 everything is okay. My friends are...
It's everybody's fault. But mine...
Not mine.
But not mine.
Okay, well, we'll take another run at the end.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. It feels like a long time since we've done one of these recordings.
But really, it's only been a week.
Of course it's only been a week.
Because we record one reliably every week, and then it goes out.
We certainly would never record two in a night, because
it would be unprofessional. It's a sin. It's a lie.
You should never record a show when you're tired or after you've recorded another show. You should be fresh as a daisy. I think you should be... all of your ideas should be at the top of your head. It should all...
That is all on this page 3 of the podcaster's handbook.
And page 3 of the script for this show, for this podcast. All of this is written into the script, including this, what I'm saying right now.
Oh, you know what? I lost my spot. Can you just say this? Just cue me again, please?
And everything that I'm saying is part of the script. This is all written into the script yesterday.
Ha ha ha, thank you so much. James, what do you think about that?
Where are we now? Can somebody just...
I think we talked about the Craig...
There's not another...
It's about the Craig brothers. We talked about the Craig brothers.
Ah, yeah. Yes, the Craig... Oh, here we go. The Craig brothers. Looks like we still don't have the convention. Unfortunately.
Wait, convention?
Well, you see, we were going to do a... There's no point in advertising it now. We don't even have it.
Yeah, you're right.
They wrote off...
We were going to have a convention for our podcast. For our fans.
For you guys.
Amazing and free. With a small donation, of course. But
You have to get in.
But I guess the Craig brothers have sort of just...
Well, the hot dog vendors were canceled. Julian signed an agreement with them. We don't have the park anymore.
I'm not even sure how this happened. I don't even know how this really happened, but they've kind of just taken over our space and are holding, it looks like, their own convention now.
I mean, that's not fair. Who could do such a thing?
Except they're not even calling it a convention. Well, they're calling it a creamed ice fancy fair.
These bastards.
They don't like the way that we say things, and they...
You can open up.
They renamed it, repurposed it, they rejiggered the damn thing.
You could open up a copy of Now Magazine, and you'll see it in there, an ad for their... They're treating this ad like it's going to be the best thing since, you know, milk.
They made a Facebook page for it. There's, like, over 15,000 confirmed guests to this creamed ice fair.
Let me read...
I don't know how they drummed up so much support.
Let me read the page out of Now Magazine here. God, I pulled this up this morning. I nearly shat myself.
I mean, I knew that they were UK farmers, but I didn't know they were social media gurus. Mm.
All right, here we go. The next best thing than milk out of a cow's udder, it's the creamed ice fancy fare. Come on down and get some creamed ice right out of the UK. This is a new... I'm not reading it anymore, but...
Yeah,
I think we got the general.
Treating it like it's something new. We all know what it is. It's ice cream, but you know they're so...
Well, I don't even know if it is ice cream. I've never had it before.
It's ice cream. It's an ice cream.
You know, we just wanted one thing, right? We just wanted to crowdsource a huge, lavish convention,
and we just wanted to tell a story. I mean, have a convention about storytelling.
Yeah,
this was gonna be great. It was gonna be great for the fans. There's gonna be so many sad people now, and
you're gonna be so disappointed.
But here's the good news, and we've been talking about this.
Huh?
We're going to crash that convention.
Yeah. We're going to fuck
them
up. We
got some stuff planned.
We have a lot of stuff planned.
We got a little bit of a surprise.
We have a new Kickstarter. So, again, Please do not
donate. Do not donate to the old Kickstarter.
The old Kickstarter, because that's under their hands that is, now. Don't put being money funneled into their them. Hands.
The weird thing is they've kept the name of the Kickstarter. They're advertising under our name so that they can get all of our fans who are loaded and, you know, giving them money. But now we're telling you guys, our loaded, rich fans with all your cultural
and
social capital, stop donating your
please, no gold. Just keep it milquetoast.
All
right.
If you're gonna donate at all, just do a milquetoast because that's not going to us. But however, you can donate to our new Kickstarter.
Yes.
It's called the It's Everybody's Fault Revenge Kickstarter. You can find it on there. Yeah. And you know what? If you give us donations, that will give us the opportunity to buy pitchforks.
You know what? I think
gasoline.
Let's change the name of the Kickstarter, actually.
Okay.
We'll do this tonight.
Okay.
If you have time for that, you can do that.
How about the It's Everybody's Fault Presents Crash the Kreik Brothers Convention Kickstarter?
Yeah, I like that one better.
Wow.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Crash the Kreik Brothers Kickstarter. It's that alliteration.
Yeah.
So it's Kreik's KKK? Oh, sorry, CKK.
CKBK?
CKBK!
CKBK! Crash the Kreik Brothers.
Convention.
Look, we're just going to start forming some ideas here about stuff we could do.
Okay. Max mentioned jerry cans of gasoline
and pitchforks.
That's a great start. I think that is going to set a tone for sure.
Definitely.
Kind of an old worldy sort of like we're chasing a monster out of our little village.
Mm-hmm. Little village cave. I also, of course, I mentioned this a few episodes, under my deck, I have a huge pool of boiling hot tar. I'm sure we could use that to ill effect.
And you know what? Under my deck, I've got thousands and thousands of feathers.
And ants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we feather, and ant them...
I think that'll do the trick.
Yeah.
I also think, and this is another idea...
Huh?
If we don't want to do that...
I do.
I mean, I do too.
I just want to hurt some people.
Tonight.
I'm thinking, look, we get there early. Really, really early. I'm talking like a day early.
Ooh.
Set up all our shit first.
All of our traps, you
all
mean?
All of our booby traps?
Like Home
booby
Alone.
We'll do that too. But
we should have a tar pit. They'll fall into the tar pit and turn into fossils.
Yeah, we'll put a bunch of oak leaves on it.
Oh, I'm liking this more and more.
Yeah.
So everybody who goes into that convention...
I say we poison the creamed ice, put razor blades in the gridded pan flats, and just all in all have a good time.
We'll poo in the red vegetable bread. Be back in a bit.
Okay, should we talk about bedtimes? Should we talk about how early we're recording?
Let's talk about both of those things.
Why don't we just read the script?
Yeah, just stick to the script, please, Julian. I know you love your ad-libbing, but...
Welcome.
Back.
To
the show. Julian, you were just talking about how after this podcast, you got to skedaddle over to your little bro's house.
Pop-pop's house. That's why this one's going to be a real quick one. So we're actually recording all of this material in about half the time, and then we're talking really fast right now, so we're just going to time stretch it with Ableton Live's stretch feature. That's the program that we record this in, and that's going to... You know what? I'm wasting time talking about this right now. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here so that I can visit my family.
And that's why we're recording pretty much in broad daylight, which is a rarity for this podcast.
It's weird. It's creating an uncomfortable...
I feel quite naked.
You literally are naked.
Well, I thought we weren't going to bring that up over the air, but...
But you're also figuratively naked, and I think that's true. Being in daylight makes people less apt to be impulsive, and...
makes for great podcasting.
Yeah. See, I don't... but we talk about podcasting and how things that we say on the internet are pre-recorded or pre-written, such as in scripts. Is any of this usable? I don't know. But here's my question.
I want to go back to the topic of bedtimes.
We were originally going to talk about.
What's your question?
I can't remember. I think we should just talk about bedtimes.
Because you said you had to go over to your little bro's house.
Well, the thing is, he's got a bedtime.
He's got a bedtime.
Not like me.
Not like us big boys.
Yeah. And I want to get over there before he has to, you know, slide into bed. He is 8 or 9 years old. And that means that he has to go to sleep at 8 or 9. When you turn 10, you go to sleep at 10. When you turn 11, you go to sleep at 11. And then I'm 21.
So, yeah, we all go to sleep around 21.
Yeah.
So what would that be then?
I don't know. I don't know military time.
My mom goes to bed 12. At, you know, whatever age she's at.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know. But yeah, I mean, that seems pretty early.
Well, it's summer, and I mean, it's daylight out. So how would you feel if you were going to sleep at 8 or 9 o'clock and it's still fucking broad daylight?
I mean, that is got to be the most frustrating thing in the world.
I imagine that.
You're going to miss it. It feels like you're going to miss things, right?
I feel like I remember it, though.
Their ice cream trucks still driving around.
Ice cream truck is not the cream ice truck. The ice cream truck is still going around, Mom.
It's going around.
Your Mooma and your Peepov tucked you into bed. It's boiling hot, by the way. They put a blanket over you, so you're just sweating. Mm-hmm. The window's still open. Light is streaming in. It looks like afternoon. And on top of all that, this
why did you restrain me in bed? The ice cream truck is going around. Others at least one.
So that was tough, right?
Yeah.
I remember staying up really late all the time when I was that age. I didn't really.
There's nothing stopping you from sliding back out of bed.
You didn't abide by bedtime?
No, I mean, I had a bedtime, but it was kind of easy to sort of slip out the side.
Yeah.
Of side of your house.
Your parents don't sit in your room and
there
watch
was a little
sleep.
Slice in the wall of the house, so I would just slip through.
Just kind
imagine your
go
parents
outside
there
by yourself.
Yeah.
Your parents leave the
just
room.
Just wander around.
And this is what's going on inside Julian's mind as he slips out of bed. Jesus, Mom, I'm getting out of bed now because the ice cream truck's outside.
Yeah. So tell us
and
what
now I'm slipping out.
And it's just like the interior monologue. I mean, that voice is bringing back memories of the ice cream truck and all those times we used to have.
So could you tell us about some of your adventures you'd have when you'd slip out of the house, unbeknownst to your parents, when you were, you know, maybe an 8 or 9 years old boy?
Yeah, well, there was this time that I just slipped out of the house. I'd sort of started stalking the ice cream truck down the block because you have to be careful when the curfew guards come out in this neighborhood. And so the ice cream truck music is playing, if you don't mind doing the ice cream truck music. And so I'm sort of creeping along next to the hedges, and a raccoon catches my eye. And I think, okay, well, I got two choices. I can get some ice cream with this money. Oh, I didn't bring my money. I didn't have my money because it was in my other PJ pants. So what I do is I follow the raccoon because I need to make use of this time that I've escaped from the slice in my house. And this music is getting scary now. And as it sort of fades away into the distance because I've followed the raccoon. And this was a very slow raccoon, so it was easy to follow. And I follow it to the ravine near my house, and I lose the raccoon, but in a sort of Pagemaster-esque sort of scenario, I wander down into the ravine, and it's suddenly storming and dark. It was like a stormy...
one of those summer storms.
And it was dark, too, so it was only 9 p.m., so it was fairly serious. And in the ravine was a dead body. So I always associate ice cream with that.
Oh, that's why you're so against
so
the creamed
good.
Ice.
Huh, well,
interesting. Yeah.
What did you do with it?
What did you do to it?
Well, age, you kind of don't know what it is, like what death is and stuff. It was 8 or 9, so I just thought, oh, there is a guy who's gone to sleep around his bedtime, and I thought, no, I'm not a goofy bedtime obeyer like him, and I sort of walked back to my house. And
what made you realize that he's dead, looking back? I mean, what made you realize, oh, that guy was...
He wasn't sleeping, he's dead. Dead.
Well, yeah. You know, you see things when you're a kid, and then you reflect on them when you're older, and I guess I just... Yeah, there was all the signs of death.
He had shat his pants, there was blood.
There were rats in his eyes.
All that funny stuff.
All that good stuff.
You know, I probably
fish learned, eating his genitals.
Yeah, it was kind of like a little buffet down there. So,
well, I'm glad we had this discussion about bedtimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we really opened up the topic.
That was a funny moment. I'm glad you brought it up. Mm-hmm. Look, guys, we have a guest coming on.
Hey,
and
he's a brand new guest. You've never seen or heard of this man before, and neither have we.
We don't know what he's here for. He's basically
saying, we know he's scratching at the front door, wants to get in real bad.
So we're gonna let him in, or her, oh God, and talk to him after this break.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you after. Hi, hi, I'm Max G. It's good to see you. James?
That's me.
All right, welcome back.
We have a new presence in the room.
That's right.
Mysterious presence.
Now, we actually haven't even introduced ourselves to each other. We just let him in. We said, let's record, and now let's go, and we'll start by introducing. So, I guess, hello, sir.
Hello. I've been scratching.
That was not necessary, sir. You could have just knocked or just...
I emailed... Said,
let me in!
I emailed ahead. I said, dear, I'm coming on the podcast, sincerely.
Okay, can you please stop panting heavily? It's quite disturbing.
I was scratching. I've been scratching.
Yes.
It's amazing how you can pant and speak at the same time.
It's kind of a Darth Vader kind of trick. It's like circular breathing or something.
It's something I learned... back in my homelands.
Homelands. Now, when you speak of homelands, what type of place are you talking about?
Far, like that show? Far overseas. I once was prosperous, but now I've been banished.
You're a banished person? A refugee?
I am a refugee. Here to come seek... Revenge.
Where are you from exactly? You seem to have a Canadian or maybe American accent. You
know? I am from England.
You're from England? England?
From the UK.
I am from England, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know there was an England on her.
That's interesting.
I had a small goat farm that grew to be quite prosperous.
No way. Goats?
It was valued at millions of dollars worth of goats.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's a lot of goats.
England, yeah. Ontario?
Pardon? I couldn't hear you under all my goat wealth that I lost.
Oh, that's
sad. How did you lose it? What happened?
I made the mistake of offering my brothers jobs at my goat farm.
You should never go into business
and
with
the
family.
So they stole from me somehow.
I'm guessing. My brothers Jish and Janish.
What? Oh, God!
They came and they took my farm. And my goats and my dollar values in goats.
So, I'm speechless.
I'm speechless too.
Hold on,
I'm
speechless
say
too because there's a lot of questions
so
I have.
So
first, wait, hold on. Before we do anything, before we say anything at all, I know why they blindfolded me now on the way to the UK, quote unquote.
The Jish brothers.
Because it was England, Ontario. They don't even live in the UK. Those two assholes.
I thought
they're nowhere near Scotland or
phony.
Anywhere.
They sounded
so
phony.
They brought me to somewhere in England, Ontario. You grew up on that farm, yes? All you guys?
I grew up and I built it as a boy with my own hands.
Jesus.
And I raised myself amongst the goats.
Is this not a farm inherited by your family? A family farm?
You're a self-made farmman?
They inherited it from their family in the sense they stole it from their family.
But you personally, you built this farm from the ground up.
It was a small farm when I was born, and I, over the course of my life, took my parents' humble beginnings that they made to sustain us, and I built it into a great goat empire.
God.
What were you going to ask, Max?
At millions of goat dollars.
So you're the brother of Jish and Jonish Craig. What's your name?
I am Arnish Craig.
Arnish Craig. Well, it's really great to meet you, and it's a tragic story. So the Craig brothers stole the goats right out from under you somehow.
I was riding them, and the next thing I knew, my butt was on the ground, and the goats were nowhere to be seen.
What motive could they have for taking these goats from you and all of riding your money, your fortune?
Well,
you're their brother.
I thought blood was thicker, but it turns out goat milk is the thickest.
That's true, it is thick.
Yeah, I think it probably is, yeah. Any milk is pretty thick.
But of all the milks? Goat, cow,
oxen, camel,
snake,
rat, chicken.
So you've come seeking revenge.
I want your help.
You've come to the right place.
You've come to the right place because just as they took away your goats from you, they have taken away our convention from us. And boy,
why
are
you
we
waited
angry.
So long to come up front about this? I mean,
my riding goat has been stolen, and I couldn't get here from England, Ontario, except for on foot. And so I've been on my way here. It took some time.
That sounds exhausting. Mm.
This is all such a shame. You know, when I was living over there with them for a little while, you know, Jonish and Jish, they had their outbursts of anger and their weirdness and that sort of thing, but I always thought they were nice enough.
They seemed honest people.
Well, you know, that's the definition of a psychopath.
They act sweet, and they put on those British accents, and...
Yep, that's the definition
whatever those
of a
accents
psychopath.
Are.
Yeah. Acting nice and speaking in a British accent, psychopaths. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're really happy that you've come to help us take revenge on these boys, these brothers.
But not just revenge. We're gonna do something with all of this. We're gonna get you that goat farm.
We're gonna
back.
Get you your goat farm back.
I mean, no promises, but
I'm so grateful that my revenge plan was to come here and ask you to make a revenge plan.
So wait, you don't have any ideas yourself?
Or weaponry?
Well,
or
I heard
wealth?
You guys... I've heard the podcast before. I knew you were planning a convention.
Oh, is
I
that how
you must
heard
have...
that you knew that we were affiliated with the Crikes?
Yeah, they don't really tell me things as part of their business takeover strategy.
And exile you from the family, and I guess that's all part of it.
I had heard word, I guess, overhearing them, and I checked it out, and I heard that you guys had master planning skills, judging by how the convention was shaping up, and so I came to get some of that assistance.
Yes.
Okay, well, you can be the tar boy. You can spread the tar around.
Yeah, right, that's a good
post for you.
And also, you can handle the feathers. You can tar and feather. How does that sound? For some revenge, you can.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Do you guys have the tar?
I got the tar. It's not right here. I can get you the tar though.
Okay, great. What about feathers?
I can get you the feathers. Yeah, they're not right here, but.
Where are you gonna get feathers?
I have them. I have a lot of feathers. Arts and crafts feathers.
A wild idea just popped into my brain.
Wow.
Wow.
I want to hear about that. Hey.
You know those maps you make?
Oh, I know those maps.
Could any of them tunnel underground to get us?
Let me tell you, I got a whole binder full of underground maps.
Well,
there's tunnels running through this whole fucking place, man. Tunnels everywhere. There's tunnels under the park. We can get under that park. What do you need to get under the park for?
What do you think? We're going to do something funny.
Let's take a break. Use medieval torture.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Talking and singing. So, Max, if you'll go get the tar, why don't I go get the guitar?
Oh, what a great episode, huh, boys? Wasn't that so much fun to do?
Yeah. The only thing that's on my mind, and this really needs to stop, is please, guys, if you're going to send in some Ouchie Mamas, I've just been reading through these over the break.
Yeah.
Oh, God, make them good. I do not even
Not enough to do this.
Did they not listen to the last episode about how crappy they were?
I don't know.
Anyway, all right.
But we thank Arnish Craig for coming in. He had to run. He's gathering up the feathers and the tar and some time.
For some reason, I mean, even though we're not doing this for another few weeks,
he's really like
he's very gung ho. Yeah, but I think it's a good thing. I think
good quality.
We can just put as much of the work that needs to be done on him mm-hmm. as possible, and that's gonna really make sure that things get done. And we're going to be sailing our way to a nice new revenge and a great convention sabotage.
And it's funny that you should mention sailing, because I have an old American song that's about a river that we know and love called the Mississippi River.
Ah, yes. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That's the one. And I think you guys know this song, right? Pretty well.
Start playing it.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I know it.
Yep. Oh, wait. No, yeah. Yeah. That's the one. Next time, stay home. Sorry, folks. Well, keep eating your waffles.
2 whole weeks in my bed, shitting and puking from my lips down to the bottom of my head. And I miss my wife and my children, but they won't talk to me. No. Drink some dirty old water. But that's how I like to be. Oh,
Spore.